Memorial Care Health System, Excellence in Healthcare, presents Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Minimally invasive direct coronary artery bypass, or MIDCAB surgery, offers the same benefits as open-heart coronary artery bypass grafting, but with shorter hospitalization, reduced blood loss, and a faster recovery. My guest today is Dr. Daniel Bethencourt. He's the medical director of cardiac surgery at the Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute at Orange Coast and Long Beach Memorial Medical Centers. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bethencourt. What does MIDCAB stand for, and how is this surgery performed?
Thank you. This MIDCAB stands for Minimally Invasive Direct Coronary Artery Bypass, and it is a procedure that involves doing the same standard bypass that is performed with an open chest approach, but with a limited injury to the patient and limited use of the heart-lung machine or no use of the heart-lung machine.
So besides the minimally invasive part, what are some of the other differences between this type of procedure versus open-heart coronary artery bypass?
Well, first of all, we don't so-called crack the chest. We don't do a sternotomy or split the breastbone to get to the heart. We go between the ribs on the left side of the chest. So the incision is much smaller, and there is very much less body trauma. Secondly, we don't use the heart-lung machine to stop the heart, take over the circulation, and run the circulation through a system of plastic tubes and all. We work on the heart while it's beating, so that minimizes the trauma of the heart-lung machine. And then thirdly, it's the procedure is done with the internal mammary artery, the chest artery, that is used as a standard from the front, and that bypass is better than veins, better than stents, better than any other way to give the heart a better blood supply. So it's essentially a no-compromise procedure, but done with the least invasive approach possible.
So are there some benefits and risks to having it performed this way? What's like hospital stay and recovery time typically like?
Well, the benefit is that it's a no-compromise operation. It's the same exact thing that would be done with the open approach. The risk, there are no real additional risks. Actually, the other benefit is that there is a much decreased chance of infection because of the fact that we don't use a heart-lung machine and because the incision is so small and because it's in the chest where the blood supply is much better. The recovery time is dramatically faster. Patients are in the hospital for 2 to 3 days, usually 3 days, and are back on their feet and functioning normally in 2 weeks. And really by a month, the procedure's behind them and they're doing fine. With a standard surgery, that time frame would be about 5 to 7 days in the hospital and about 6 weeks to 3 months recovery before they are before the procedure is kind of in the past. And then they can go on with their life.
So who might be a candidate for MIDCAB?
Well, it's not an optimal operation for patients who have diffuse extensive artery disease. So if a patient needs 4 or 5 bypasses, in general, we don't recommend it. But patients who have 1 or 2 arteries that are blocked, or even 3, can often be treated with a MIDCAB for the main artery in the front of the heart, and then stenting procedures with a catheter on the other arteries. So a procedure we call a hybrid operation. So patients basically who have limited artery disease are the optimal cases. But often there are patients who have not been offered MIDCAB because the doctors taking care of them don't realize that this is available.
So if they need more than a double or triple bypass, can they still be a candidate for this?
They may well be, because often we can treat the other vessels with percutaneous intervention, with a stent procedure. And that way we can, combining the two procedures, end up with the same result.
And what about after the surgery, Dr. Bethencourt? What is life like? Is this something that might need to be redone?
No. The beauty of the artery bypass is that it has an extremely good long-term success rate, so that once this single bypass is performed, it is unlikely that that vessel will need another intervention. What can happen is that patients can develop progression of their disease in the other vessels, and in that case, a second operation might be needed in the future.
And what about cardiac rehab? Is that still required or suggested after the surgery?
It's not required for recovery from the surgery, And patients who are already very active really don't necessarily benefit a lot. But I find that almost all patients benefit to some degree from cardiac rehab because they can accelerate their recovery because they are exercising while being monitored. And so I think that in general it's a good idea, but not mandatory by any means.
And what do you tell patients when they ask you about this and they're concerned if it's a newer type procedure?
I've been doing this operation for 20 years. It's been done in America for 20 years. I've done about 1,000 of them. So that it's not in our practice here and at Long Beach Memorial and at Orange Coast and Saddleback, it's not by any stretch a new procedure. It's pretty much the standard approach that we use on a weekly basis or daily basis.
And then what do you tell them about lifestyle modifications so that they don't have to come back and see you?
Well, the standard treatment of the artery disease is important. And so the treatment with statins, aspirin, all of the diet modification, exercise, all those options are important because what we do surgically is really just at one point in the disease. We don't treat the whole lifespan of the disease. We're treating the problem as is. But in order to keep the other vessels functioning and from developing further blockages, then we recommend a follow-up and medical therapy for the basic disease, which is the artery disease that caused the problem in the first place.
And you mentioned statins and such. Medical intervention, does that still go on after bypass surgery?
Yes. The other vessels, the ones that seem clean and undiseased at the one point of surgery, at the time of surgery, those vessels are still at risk, and so the patient still needs to maintain a healthy lifestyle and modify what they can to prevent progression elsewhere.
Are there any limitations on exercise and activity?
No. Pretty much 2 weeks, 3 weeks, patients are driving at 2 weeks, and by 3 to 4 weeks they can do any kind of weightlifting, any kind of exercise they would like to do at that point.
That's really amazing. So in the last few minutes, wrap it up for us and give your best advice for someone who's researching bypass procedures and considering their options for the best that's suited procedure for them.
I think that it's worth getting an opinion as to whether they are a candidate for a less invasive option. I think a lot of doctors aren't aware that these procedures are available and so that they don't really think of them. But if patients then can seek a consultation to be evaluated by a surgeon or cardiologist who is familiar with the procedure and sending patients for it, then I think that would give them all of their options for them to consider what to do.
Thank you so much for being with us. It's great information. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness with Memorial Care. And for more information, you can go to memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. This is Melanie Cole filling in for Deborah Howell. Thanks so much for listening.